opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do a quick look at the headlines here with Solana, brought to you by Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
Talked about it a little bit earlier in the show. Yesterday, Cooper Flagg made his quote-unquote NBA debut, his summer league debut with the Dallas Mavericks. First points of that game was actually Bronny step back over Cooper Flagg. Hit a little jumper at the elbow. Cooper Flagg ended with 10 points, shot 5 of 21. But the play of the game, the sequence of the game, he got a block on one end, brought it up the floor, fast break, transition, hit his teammate for a wide open three to take the lead, and that's how they ended up winning the game.
Bronny's dad, LeBron, left the Miami Heat 11 years ago today. It was 11 years ago today that the SA and SI came out, and he left. We had connectivity problems with Solana in the first segment, so I don't think you got to share where you were when that news broke.
I remember it like it was yesterday. I'm a junior in college. I'm up in Tallahassee, FSU. One of my best friends is going to FSU. I'd go there all the time. I'm up at FSU, wake up. I am hungover from the night before. I'm puking my brains out because I must have had like 6-4 locos the night before. And as I'm hunched over the toilet, all morning throwing up, I get the push notification that LeBron James is leaving the Miami Heat, going back home to Cleveland. So I just spent the rest of the day in that same bathroom, throwing up and crying and weeping. Terrible day.
Wild day. What hotel were we at? Is that the Smokestack?
We may have been, yeah, at the Excalibur.
Yeah, oh goodness, yeah.
Love the Excalibur.
If you like Newports, you love the Excalibur.
Yeah. Love the Excalibur.
I've always said that should not look like a medieval castle from the outside. It should look like an ashtray.
you know, Eduardo smokes. It makes him feel at home walking through that casino.
It's crazy. The other day, you know, I haven't seen my parents in a couple of weeks. My dad, my sister had a baby. They're up in New York, whatever. I haven't seen my dad. I'm at the gas station pumping gas. Some guy next to me is ripping a heater, which really is crazy to rip a heater station. At the gas station. The gas pump, he's ripping a heater. And I kind of get a whiff. I'm like, man, I miss my dad. I was like, man, let me get another rip for that, bro.
Papa?
Papa?
Let me get a drag, brother.
Lel?
Yeah, if you were at breakfast, Hawk, I was in the room probably with a hangover, crying about all the money I lost at the roulette table the night before. I don't really remember, but I know how my Vegas trips go.
I'm telling you, I was having breakfast with Lewis, and I was just, and the news came across, and I could not believe it. My stomach dropped. Yeah. I couldn't believe it. Huh. I gave a 0% chance to LeBron leaving the Heat. Like, just, it didn't make sense to me. Like I said earlier in the show, everybody was having fun. I was having fun, so everyone must have been having fun.
Was it the right decision?
But he won a title for Cleveland. It ends up being the right decision, yeah. I, which is why I was rooting so hard against Cleveland those right. 4 years he was there. But I'll say this, Hawk. The reason why I think in Miami we gave it a 0% chance wasn't even like the lore of the Heat anymore. Remember Dan Gilbert? How he just right. He like mother bleep LeBron on the way out said yep. that the self-proclaimed king wouldn't win a title before the Cavs did. Like yep. he disrespected LeBron James. So in our minds, we're like, you're going to go back to that? You're going to go back to playing with Boobie Gibson?
But he could have gone anywhere. He didn't have to go to Cleveland. Like, he could have gone anywhere. But, I just gave it 0% chance that he was going to go anywhere. I thought the Cleveland stuff was nonsense.
Right.
Yeah.
But the way that it plays out, it is funny. He was so disrespected by Dan Gilbert, and in return, he disrespected Pat Riley. Like, what a weird flex.
If he stays in Miami, they just keep rebuilding around LeBron. He wins, what, another three? Would you look at him better or worse than if he went back to Cleveland, won one, then went to the Lakers and won another one?
Me personally, as a Heat fan, or are you talking about an NBA fan?
Let's take our Heat glasses off. Like, I think his path makes the lore of his career a lot better than
him getting a championship for the city of Cleveland is, I mean, really what he set out to do. He may have disappointed them by leaving, but he gave them what they needed. Like, he got to right a wrong, if that was a wrong. So I get that. If this dude would have stayed here for 10 seasons, 15 seasons, he, I think, would be more in the conversation for greatest of all time than, and he is in that conversation, but for me, it's Michael LeBron. If LeBron had won 6 titles with the Heat, 7 titles with the Heat, like he predicted, like,
now you're right.
I think you'd be having a different conversation about you're right him
there
and
with,
MJ.
You're right there with MJ.
Yeah.
If you go win 6. Oh.
The thing is, like, who knows what happened? I mean, Dwayne Wade in 14, that series against San Antonio was a shell of himself. And Wade had some good seasons after that. Like the 16 playoffs, the Heat are a game away from the Eastern Conference Finals. They would have played LeBron. They lost to Toronto on the road. Like, Wade looked like Wade. Remember, that's a purple shirt. Guy game in that first round. Like, there was some gas left in the tank. But that 14 NBA Finals, Wade was a shell of himself because of knee.
You just don't. I mean, like, there's all these that, like, Chris Bosh is still going to get blood clots. So he's right. not going to be there at some point.
Right.
Are they still going to get Goran Dragic? Like, all these things.
Who knows?
And then last season, they would have gotten Luka.
Yeah, but then, no, but I know it's a crazy to extrapolate that out, but there's going to be guys that would have come to Miami and play with LeBron.
Sure, it's still for Pat sure. Riley building the team. Yeah, still, like,
so sure. You have the best player in the world and you have the best executive in the NBA together yep. for 10, 12 years. It would yep. have been special. I don't know the names on those teams, would've but they were going to be amazing control. Teams.
Yep. But that's why people like me were so outraged. Team Petty was born, not because, I mean, LeBron leaving was you know, it hurt, but he screwed the Heat that offseason. He yeah. could have, in my opinion, he knew he was leaving. In my opinion.
He ended up with Shabazz Napier.
I mean, he knew.
Made us draft that little itty-bitty boy.
He knew that he was leaving, and he waited until all the free agents had signed elsewhere to then tell the Miami Heat what he was going to do. So that the Heat couldn't go and find other guys. You know what we ended up doing?
Bosch. He took care of Chris Bosh.
Danny Granger was the Heat's big signing that offseason because there was nobody yeah. else left. Nobody yeah. else left.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.